Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babun fil Mujahadati. The chapter on striving. Normally we just refer to it as Mujahada. Now what does Mujahada and what does Juhd mean? It actually means to strive to one's utmost against three things. To strive with one's utmost against the enemy. First, the outward enemy, what we know as the enemy of Islam, or the outward enemy. This is the first stage. The another thing, or another stage of fighting or striving against one's utmost is against shaitan. Shaitan's constant attack will be there. Like how you got this outward enemy whose attack is there against your physical self, against your ruhani spiritual self, shaitan's attack is always there. Constantly, continuously, a person is being attacked by shaitan. To strive with your utmost, to try and defend yourself against shaitan, that is also mujahada, that is also juhd. And the third type of juhd and striving is one strives with his utmost against his nafs, against his carnal self. This is also part of mujahada. So mujahada has three aspects. One is the physical, the outward aspect, where a person strives against the enemy that is seen, that enemy that he can see. That enemy, striving against that enemy is also mujahada, that's also juhd, that's also jihad. Then to strive against shaitan, that enemy that you can't see, that is also striving, that is juhd and that is mujahada. And the third type of enemy is that enemy that is within, that carnal self, that desire and that base desires to do wrong, to strive continuously against that, that is also known as mujahada. So few ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us. قال الله تعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. Allah Ta'ala says, as for those who strive in our cause, we will certainly lead them to our paths. Surely Allah Ta'ala is the one who does good. Here we see that those people that strive, those people that make an effort, Allah Ta'ala says, لنهدينهم سبلنا. Because of their striving to do good, Allah Ta'ala is saying that we will guide them to many, many paths. Subul is plural of sabil. Sabil is one path. Allah Ta'ala says we'll guide them to many paths. What they did, they just made an effort to do good. They just strove to do good. And then Allah Ta'ala in return says we will guide them to many, many paths. And Allah Ta'ala is very, very appreciative. So Allah Ta'ala is with those who do good. Wa inna Allah lama al muhsinin. Ulama explained that person that has got great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves and he has desire that my Allah must be happy with him. When he hears an ayat like this, Inna Allah lama al muhsinin, that Allah subhanahu, verily, Inna Allah, verily, Allah la ma'a, Allah Ta'ala again is taking another taqid, another emphasis, that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those that do good. Even though whilst you're doing good, you may not see the help of Allah, but you must know for sure that Allah Ta'ala is with you if you are doing good. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and worship your Allah until the certainty, until death comes. Continuously worship Allah until death comes. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala says, and remember the name of your Allah and devote yourself to Him in exclusive devotion. To continue with istiqamah, to continue right up till the day a person dies, this is what is meant by striving. Striving doesn't mean just for a short while a person does good and then he forgets about it. Right up till the day he passes away, continuously a person remains focused, a person remains on cause. It doesn't matter what happens. For example, it may be a cold morning, it may be difficult for him to wake up, he's not feeling too well, there's some body pains, there's some body aches. Now shaitan is coming and giving his whispers. The nafs also wants there to sleep. So now he's got all these attacks against him that is coming. But the person remains firm that come what may, I must make my Allah Ta'ala happy. I must be from amongst those that do good. And the person still strives and he pushes himself right up till the end. We find this was the trait of the pious, that right up till the last moment, whatever they could do, they did. They didn't waste any opportunity to do good. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, and whoever does an atom's weight of good, he will see it. Even an atom's weight of good he does, he will see it. A day will come when he will see it. He doesn't need to advertise it in this world. He doesn't need to put it on Facebook. He doesn't need to put it on Instagram. He doesn't need to advertise what he does. But whatever he does in this world, even if it's worth an atom, if he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, he'll see it. Allah ta'ala will give it to him. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi would say that whenever you do a good action, take that good action and throw it in the ocean. Don't tell anybody about it. When you throw something in the ocean, can anybody see it? Anybody knows about it? It's gone. In other words, it was done for the sake of Allah. A day will come when Allah ta'ala will take it out of the ocean and show it to you on the day of Qiyamah. This is what you have done for me. Nobody knew about it, but I knew about it. Even to the extent that this ayat is saying, that if a person does it, does an atom's worth of good, he will get to see it. Allah ta'ala will show it to him. And then he would also say that if somebody else does good to you, then remember the good that person does and be appreciative of that good. But when you do good, take it and throw it into the ocean. Don't let anybody come to know about it. Allah ta'ala knows about it. It is good enough. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Allah ta'ala says, whatever good you send ahead for yourselves, you will find it with Allah ta'ala in a much better condition and more greater in reward. So in other words, whatever good you do, whatever good we do, is we sending it ahead. And when he's sending it ahead, now Allah ta'ala makes it such that he gives it back to us in a much better condition and with much greater reward. In other words, this investment, the capital also is guaranteed and the returns also are guaranteed. When you get the capital back, it will be much better than what you did. And when the person gets the returns are also much better, because this was not the vault of the dunya, this was the vault of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He keeps those deeds, he takes care of it, and when he presents it and gives it to us on the day of Qiyamah, in a much, much better condition than what we did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of remembering that continuously we got this physical enemy that is out there to attack us. We got this shaitan that is there to attack us. And we got within ourselves this nafs that we have to be on guard all the time. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.